The Carl Winters Building's historical significance and longtime presence as the focal point of Lower Old Town, along with considerable urging from the community and the price tag of building a new building, all tipped the scales in favor of moving ahead with the library renovation. At Thursday's City Council meeting, it became clear that the community priority is to preserve that 20th century building and upgrade it to a 21st century library, both in terms of services and achieving a green standard with its renovation. Mayor Jack Thomas, presiding over his first meeting, said the Carl Winters Building is a landmark building and ought to be enhanced and preserved as such.
Adaptive reuse of buildings like this. I believe that their program and their plans and their evolution of their ideas are consistent with the way libraries are going. But I think it's important to keep that consistency of a function and a landmark to be able to have this opportunity to kind of clean the building up and bring it back to a richer character.
City Councilmember Cindy Matsumoto voiced her strong support of renovating the building.
That's the correct place for the community, for a community center. And I think that we have a lot of components in place for that with a film series, the preschool, and the possibility of the seniors. I think all of that really plays into a community building. Repurposing an old building has to be greener than doing a new building.
Councilmember Liza Simpson was an initial proponent of looking into building a new library, but once it was thoroughly researched, she said renovating the existing library, even to a green standard, will cost much less.
When we're spending this amount of money, I'm never going to apologize for taking a deep breath and taking a second look. One piece we have better information on now is the cost of building a standalone library, a brand new library. The original estimate that we had, and this is in no way a negative reflection upon staff, was a guess.
Councilmember Andy Bierman still had some concerns regarding long-term planning on whether the city would stand the cost of renovation, then still have to build new buildings to serve community needs.
If we commit to the library and we're $5.5 million or however, a lot of money down that road, and then we decide, geez, if we'd only built that 10% bigger or we had designed it a little bit differently, we could have accommodated the seniors or the community center in there long-term, we're committed at that point. And that's why I get nervous not knowing how those pieces are going to look before we make this large financial commitment.
Patrons and tenants of the current library building, including Library Board President Suzette Robarge, showed great support for the decision to renovate the building.
A very valuable community asset. I'm tied to that building through my father, who played football on the field and basketball in the library, but I'm sure my story is shared by a number of people in the community.
The Park City Film Series is a tenant of the building, and director Katie Wang said it's a center that coalesces many community interests.
And I think to the future of our community is a place where people can come together and explore interesting and new ideas and share discussions and conversations and kind of elevate the community conversation. So thank you.
And patron Mari Takahashi commented from the standpoint of a seasonal worker and the value of the library in its current location.
As someone who lived in employee housing where I don't know if any of you know this, but there's a very unreliable internet, there's no mail, and I spent a lot of time at the library because it was conveniently located. Pretty easy to catch on the bus, which is really useful when you're kind of totally lost most of the time. And just the ability to read magazines and not have to buy them, pretty key, especially when they don't deliver mail in Old Town at all. I don't know why yet, but yeah. So just thank you, you know, the other perspective. It's a fun place.
There were a lot of things folded into that.
So the library stays, and now the city will explore how far it will take it towards a green standard in its renovation. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.